Jack keep going up. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Dissertation in 90 Days. I'm thrilled you've joined us today. Whether you're tuning in while sipping your morning coffee, commuting, or perhaps taking a much-needed break from your research, I'm here to make your journey a little easier. Today, we're diving into a critical aspect of your doctoral journey, presenting your dissertation. In this episode, we'll explore four key areas that every PhD student needs to master to effectively deliver their research findings. We'll start by looking at how to structure your presentation so that it's clear and compelling. Next, we'll discuss strategies for engaging your audience, because no matter how strong your research is, it's crucial that your audience is with you every step of the way. We'll also tackle one of the most nerve-wracking aspects of presenting: handling questions. Whether they come from your committee or an audience member, you need to handle these smoothly to show depth and confidence in your work. Finally, we'll wrap up with how to conclude your presentation effectively, leaving a lasting impression and a clear statement of your contributions to your field. Now, why focus on presentation skills in a dissertation journey? Well, it's simple. Completing your research is a monumental task, no doubt, but how you present that research can significantly impact your academic and professional future. It's about making your years of hard work resonate with others. It's about clarity, impact, and the ability to advocate for your findings. So, whether you're preparing for a conference, your dissertation defense, or any other academic presentation, today's discussion is geared to equip you with practical tools to enhance your presentation skills. These are insights you can apply right away, no matter where you are in your dissertation process. Let's make sure that the countless hours you've invested in your research translate into a powerful, persuasive presentation. So, stay tuned, grab your notes, and let's get started on transforming how you present your scholarly work. I'm thrilled to have you here as we tackle a topic that's crucial for every PhD student: structuring your dissertation presentation. Today, we're going to guide you through crafting a presentation that not only communicates your research effectively, but also captures and holds your audience's attention right from the start. Let's dive right into how to begin your presentation with strength. It all starts with your opening, which is your golden opportunity to make a strong first impression. You want an opening that grips your listeners and pulls them into your world of research, and the cornerstone of a powerful opening: your thesis statement. This statement is more than just an introduction. It's the foundation of your entire presentation. It should be sharp, clear, and compelling, almost like a promise to your audience that what's coming is truly worth their time. Now let's talk about structuring the meat of your presentation, the main content. How you organize your content can make the difference between a clear, impactful presentation and one that loses your audience halfway through. You'll want to arrange your dissertation content so that each point flows into the next logically. This isn't just about keeping your audience following along. It's about making them see the relevance and importance of each piece of your research puzzle. And what about visual aids? We all know a picture is worth a thousand words. In academic presentations, strategic use of slides, charts, and graphs can illuminate your points and give clarity where words might fall short. However, the key is to use these visuals to complement your narrative, not overshadow it. Make sure each visual aid is simple, direct, and absolutely clear in what it depicts and why it's important. Before we wrap up, let's put these ideas into practice with a quick exercise on creating an outline for your presentation. Start with your thesis statement. This is your anchor. List out your main points, and under each point include key data or subpoints that support your thesis. Then, think about where visuals might help illustrate these points more effectively. And remember, your conclusion should tie everything back to your thesis, reinforcing the impact of your research. By the end of this process, you should have a blueprint for a presentation that not only delivers your research effectively, but does so in a way that is engaging and memorable. Remember, structuring your presentation isn't just about following a format. It's about creating a narrative that showcases your hard work and passion for your research topic. In this segment, we dive into one of the most essential aspects of your presentation, engaging your audience. Whether it's your committee or other attendees, understanding who they are and what interests them can make a monumental difference in how your dissertation is received. The first step in crafting an engaging presentation is to truly understand your audience. Who are they? What might they already know about your topic? And what will be new? Knowing the answers to these questions allows you to tailor your presentation not just to deliver information, but to resonate with your listeners. If your committee is well-versed in your research area, you can lean on more specialized language and dive deeper into complex aspects. Conversely, if some attendees might not be specialists, it's crucial to balance depth with accessibility, ensuring everyone can follow along and find value in your presentation. Now, how do you keep your audience engaged? This is where your skills as a storyteller come into play. Narrative techniques, like weaving a story through your data or framing your findings within a larger context, can captivate and maintain interest. But stories aren't the only tool in your box. Asking relevant questions throughout your presentation can stimulate thinking and make your session interactive. It turns a monologue into a dialogue, involving your audience in your research journey. Clarity and conciseness in your language are also vital. The more straightforward and understandable your presentation, the easier it is for your audience to stay connected. No one wants to get lost in jargon or overly complex explanations. Remember, the goal is to communicate your research, not to obscure it. Practice makes perfect, and this couldn't be truer for dissertation presentations. Rehearsing in front of your peers, or even just a friend who's unfamiliar with your topic, can provide invaluable feedback. It's a safe space to experiment with different engagement techniques and to refine your delivery based on real reactions. Did your audience understand the key points? Where did they seem most engaged or perhaps confused? Use this feedback to fine-tune your final presentation. During your actual presentation, being able to read and adapt to your audience's cues is a skill that comes with experience and attentiveness. Watch for nonverbal cues like nodding, facial expressions, and body language. Are they leaning forward with interest or are their eyes glazing over? These signs can tell you when you might need to clarify a point or perhaps add a quick illustrative anecdote to recapture attention. If you sense a disconnect, don't be afraid to ask a clarifying question like, "Does that make sense?" or "Shall I go over it again?" This not only helps ensure comprehension, but also re-engages your audience by giving them an active role in your presentation. By understanding your audience using engaging techniques, practicing diligently, and adapting to in-the-moment cues, you'll be well on your way to delivering a compelling dissertation presentation. Remember, the more engaged your audience, the more impactful your research will be. Keep these tips in mind, and you're sure to deliver a presentation that's as informative as it is captivating. Now let's focus on a crucial aspect of your presentation, handling questions confidently. Whether these queries come from a committee member or an attendee, your ability to respond effectively can greatly enhance the credibility of your work. The first step in confidently handling questions is anticipation. By knowing your material inside and out, you can predict what might be asked. This isn't just about memorizing your data. It's about deeply understanding the implications, the methodologies, and the potential controversies of your research. When you know your topic this well, you're not just prepared for expected questions, you're also more adaptable to the unexpected ones. Dive into your topic from different angles. Ask yourself, what would I question if I were hearing this for the first time? Or what are the weakest points of my argument? This kind of self-scrutiny allows you to prepare clear, thoughtful answers ahead of time, which can make all the difference during your question and answer session. When it comes to the moment of answering, clarity and conciseness are your best friends. Aim to answer questions directly and keep your responses focused. Avoid the temptation to veer off into tangential information that might confuse your audience or dilute the strength of your response. If a question is particularly broad, it's okay to ask for clarification or to narrow it down to a more manageable point. Staying composed under pressure is another key skill. If you encounter a challenging question, take a brief moment to gather your thoughts. It's perfectly acceptable to pause for a couple of seconds or to take a breath before responding. This not only helps you think clearly, but also projects confidence to your audience. No matter how well you prepare, there might always be a question that catches you off guard. When this happens, maintain your composure and use what you know. If a question falls outside of your research scope, it's honest and respectful to acknowledge it. You can say something like, that's an interesting question. It's actually outside the scope of my current research, but I'd love to consider that angle in the future. One of the best ways to prepare for the question and answer session is through role play. Engage a peer or mentor to act as your audience and have them ask you questions, both those you anticipate and some curveballs. This practice not only helps you refine your responses, but also improves your ability to think on your feet. Each role play session is an opportunity to experience different questioning styles and to adapt your responses accordingly. By preparing for questions, responding effectively, and staying composed under pressure, you'll not only handle your dissertation question and answer session with confidence, but also leave a lasting impression of authority and credibility on your work. Remember, every question is a chance to deepen the audience's understanding of your research and to showcase your expertise. So embrace them and let them highlight the strength and depth of your work. Thanks for sticking with us on Dissertation in 90 Days. As we wrap up today's episode, let's quickly recap the essential strategies we've covered to help you deliver a compelling dissertation presentation. First, we talked about structuring your presentation. Remember, starting strong with a clear, concise thesis statement sets the stage for the rest of your talk. Organize your content logically and use visual aids wisely to keep your audience engaged and make complex information easier to digest. Next, we moved on to engaging your audience. Tailoring your presentation to the knowledge level and interests of your audience is crucial. Use storytelling, pose relevant questions, and choose clear and concise language to maintain interest and interaction. Don't forget the power of practice. Rehearse in front of peers to refine your delivery and adjust based on their feedback. Finally, we discussed handling questions confidently. Anticipate potential questions by thoroughly understanding your material. Stay composed under pressure. Respond clearly and concisely. And don't shy away from admitting when a question falls outside the scope of your research. Remember, Every question is an opportunity to further showcase your expertise and deepen the audience's understanding of your research. Now, I encourage all of you to apply these strategies in your upcoming presentations, whether you're preparing for a conference, a defense, or any academic talk. These tips will help you present with confidence and clarity. I'd love to hear how these strategies work out for you. Feel free to share your experiences and any feedback on this episode through our social media channels or drop us an email. Your insights not only help us improve, but also create a community of learning and sharing that benefits all PhD students. Thank you all for tuning in. In our next episode, we'll explore how to effectively use technology to enhance your research productivity. It's going to be a practical guide filled with tools and tips, so make sure you don't miss it. Until then, keep pushing forward with your research. Apply what you've learned today, and remember, your dissertation is more than just a document. It's a showcase of your hard work and passion. Thanks again for listening, and see you next time on Dissertation in 90 Days.